It's Mansa Musa on the phone with me. That means it's Take Control Tuesday. And Mansa, we've been on this wonderful series on faith and finance. We've covered our money mindset, the parable of the sower, and a lot of other subjects are sprouting from that. So if they want to get all of the details, they can go to our archives at TakeControlTuesday.com. But we are talking about what today, Mansa?
Yeah, today we're going to continue our look in Mark chapter 4, where Jesus is telling us how the kingdom of God works. And he's giving us the parable of the sower. And we've talked about seed, time, and harvest. Once again, go back to the archives at TakeControlTuesday.com to get the details on that. But let's look at verse 26 in Mark chapter 4. This is red letter. Now, everything we're talking about today, Randy, is red letter.
All right.
So this is what he says in Mark chapter 4, verse 26. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. Now, let's pause right there. If you're using your faith for finances, then you're operating in the kingdom of God. He's getting ready to open the door for you now. Turn on the light.
Come on.
Verse 26, he also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. Pause right there. This thing is a process.
Right?
There's no instant results in seed time and harvest. And then verse 29, as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come.
Mm.
Once again, we're talking red letter here.
Yep.
Now, it's about the ground and the seed, Randy. That's what he just told us. Use your faith to believe for more seed and then more ground rather than your harvest. Too many folk are trying to use their faith to believe the harvest. You don't have to believe for it. He told us in verse 28 that the soil produces all by itself.
All you have to do is make sure it's in there.
Put the seed in good ground and it will produce. So if you want better harvest, if you want to be what we learned in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, where you had the ability to plant seed, to be generous on every occasion so that thanksgiving would be given to God because of your generosity, you need to be using your faith for seed and ground. Oof. The harvest takes care of itself.
Ooh-wee. Come on, you preaching today.
I'm done. We only got 5 minutes. People.
I keep hearing William Murphy. I got a seed in the ground and it's working. Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Right. That's right.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Right.
That is so good. Again, you can go to our archives, TakeControlTuesday.com. Mansa, as always, thank you so much. That's a good word today.
Thank you.